Back in July of 1947, I was 34 years old. I just had my birthday. I was healthy from my years in the Office of Special Services. Now I'm bent and flabby and cancerous from my years in magic. The wages of sin. But what delicious secrets I know. I am so terribly afraid, and that, too, is delicious. Don't let me pretend to be a hero. I'm no hero. Spies are not glamorous. We gather and protect secrets which are power. We control your lives, and you don't know it. When the history of this era is written, it must certainly be called the Age of Secrets. I will state the matter simply. Everything important is classified. Everything. Public knowledge has degenerated to a form of entertainment. I should know. The control of the public mind has been my lifelong profession and horrible fascination. Official secrets are the snare of modern life. If you don't know them, you're helpless. If you do, you're trapped.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Crescent Fresh, welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic, and you would be listening to Ninja Night School, episode number 4, being broadcast to you into the time stream on 4:32 in the a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Wednesday morning, October 5th, 2005. And if you'll notice in the background, you hear little creepy crawly buggies. I am outside of the Hidden Dojo. I'm recording the show also on my pocket PC, which is coincidentally a Toshiba E330, for any interested. I'm just using the internal mic and hoping that this is going to turn out all right. So let me apologize if for any bad sound qualities. It shouldn't stay like this for too long. Now, on to the next step of why I am broadcasting, if you will, from my pocket PC. It's because my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful laptop, the hard drive, decided to bomb out on me. And it sucks. I've only had the wonderful little bastard for 2 months. And the hard drive just totally bombed. So, but luckily there's a year warranty. It's plenty of time. We're going to send that bitch back to the factory. Hopefully, we're praying, sacrificing small forest creatures. Then hopes that we'll have it back in time for Freaknik. And, because damn, it's tough to have, not to have my cool-ass laptop and hit Freaknik with their belts who has their cool-ass laptop. But, either way, a few days after that, my iPod also went. I've lost a whole lot of information in the past few days. It's been a very depressing half a week around here at the Hidden Dojo. And that's pretty much what brings us into the rant portion of the show. Now, I will admit, for this episode's rant, I am considerably nervous. I'm out here in a little rec park in an industrial park. So I parked my car in a park of a park. But I've been walking in this little track out here around the football field for about 2 hours now, attempting to record this rant. And let me preface, I'm not complaining. I enjoy every minute of it. But, and you're also kind of wondering, dude, why are you out at the rec park at fucking 2 to 4 in the morning? And, well, basically I'm trying to manage my time somewhat effectively and get a little exercise while I record the show. Seeing as how this is my best recording medium at present moment. So, shouts to Stank Dog for the emphasis on time management. And, shouts to whatever he's doing right now, man. And you keep on doing it, dude. Yeah, dude. You've got my support for whatever you're doing. So, you're alright in my book. But anyway, we're not going to talk about Stank. We're going to talk about, quote unquote, hacking the brain, hacking our mind. We're going to change our outlook on life. And what brings me into this rant is that after all my beautiful, fun toys, tools, gadgets, hardware, technology, it's pretty much bombed and failed in domino effect right in front of my face. Instantaneously lost a whole lot of work. On top of other personal things that just ain't been going my way either, which financial reasons are part of that as well, but you know, that's everybody. Oh, well, maybe not everybody, but anyway. Once again, please forgive my nervousness. Once again, this nervousness basically just, it stems from wondering if what I'm about to talk about is like if I'm preaching to the choir here or if you guys maybe haven't thought of, I don't know, where other people that would listen to this type of show would stand. So I don't know if I'm just talking to Toja or anybody else, but if you guys want to send me some feedback, I'd be more than happy. Just from whatever you have to say, good, bad, whatever, man, I don't care. I'm just interested in seeing, I don't know, man, I'm curious, am I the only fucker that's thinking like this or not? So, what am I talking about when the redneck chick that is Lil Mist is talking about hacking his brain? Well, basically, I'd been all bummed out, and in my wallowing in self-pity, I came to notion that was basically hellfire, man. And if you continue to sit around and be bummed out like this, and you know, I'm not going to get anywhere, and it's going to be detrimental to my well-being. So, you know, I began to analyze the situation, and although there were a lot of bad things that were coming out of it, for the most part, you know, you could also say that I was being pretty selfish and pretty whiny. See, that doesn't sound right, because right, those two adjectives right there sound like I'm condemning myself, which I'm not. I'm basically just I try to analyze the situation to pull out as much truth from the situation as possible. And the truth is like a mirror. It reflects only what is there and what is in front of you. And the thing with the truth is that we still, it's an external thing. There's the external truth and there's the internal truth, which the internal truth is gained by viewing the external truth, and then, you know, and then it's filtered through the mind, because it's through our eyeballs, our ears, all our senses that we take in data and information about all that it is that surrounds us. So it is how our brain, which is the hub for all these senses and collects the data, it depends on how it registers this information, whether or not stuff is good or bad. And either way, like I mentioned before in earlier episodes, you know, maybe we don't need so much emphasis on good or bad. You know, maybe we just need to stop and take the time to see things as they really are. And take a moment not to label everything, but merely to acknowledge things for being this or that, however they may be. And just taking a minute not to just simply judge everything. And wow, there's actually people out here in the park. That kind of freaked me out. Oh, distraction. But that illustrates a perfect point, which is that the laptop, the iPod, all the gadgets I have, my hardwares, my tools, all of them failing, the loss of data and work and all that, that is a distraction. The main goal is still not lost, you know, which is the main goal is to acquire information. And that's that right there, you know, the continue enrichment of our life. At least for me, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I have this incredibly deep hunger for knowledge. And on top of that, it's kind of backed with this strange urge to help out others as well. So that's what I want to do with myself. And so the main thing for me is going to school, you know, going to conferences, going to, you know, anything that I can do that can gain information and knowledge. So, but nevertheless, I'm rambling on and I'm still not talking about what I'm wanting to talk about, which is hacking the mind, changing your perspective, tweaking the brain to where its input best affects you and your output. And ways to go about doing this, to quote an old phrase, would be like looking for the silver lining of the cloud. And to remember that each time that we fail, or we're presumably knocked off our path or whatever, our quest, our whatever it is that we are out to do, you know, it's a realization that, hey, we have the chance, the opportunity to step back on the path. And this is what brings about change in our being, in ourself. It's what brings about improvement. If we were perfect and we could not fail, we wouldn't learn. You could also argue that if you were perfect, you wouldn't have to worry about these things. And then I'd also argue that that wouldn't be as fun either. And I would also speculate that you would probably find out a lot of things in the process of screwing up that you wouldn't normally find, or different perspectives on things at least. And I know that's me personally, how I've done. That's how I've done a lot of my learning, especially in the computer world, is by destroying. You know, deleting the wrong file, doing the wrong thing, But in the process of trying to fix what you have done, the mistakes or anything like that, you learn so much more that the mistake or the downfall or whatever it may be in any given situation can turn out to be quite a good thing. So it's in this aspect that we're hacking the mind, so to speak. And when I say hacking the mind, is that it takes a constant effort, motivation in the mind to constantly kind of sit there and pick out the good things about a given situation. And when I'm talking about picking out the good things of the situation, I'm not talking about ignoring the bad things either. That's the whole thing we're talking about with the truth here. You know, there's going to be things that we all don't like. You know, there's things that we're going to wish that, you know, we could do stuff about that we can't. However things may be, we need to acknowledge things as they are. And then from there, we can pick out the positive aspects that will best influence and encourage us in our life at the present moment. And this is the important thing, because if we allow ourselves to get distracted here, or slow down, get depressed, whatever, we're losing what we're here to do. And this gets back to the main point I was talking about on an earlier episode, is, you know, our lives are relatively short in the great span of the universe and the earth and pretty much most things that surround us. Our lifetime is fairly short, merely not even a blink in the cosmic eye. So it could be argued that our time here is irrelevant, and it could also be just as equally argued that our time here is invaluably precious and short. And so I challenge you to ask yourself, what are you here for? What are you going to do with yourself? What's your great plan? And I don't mean this in a insulting way or nothing, but you know, seriously, stop and think about this. Because whatever the answer to that question is, it should bring you joy. You know, the focus of our life here, the short time, is we should enjoy what we're doing and trying to alleviate as much of our suffering that is possible. And once again, this is a this is kind of a Buddhist concept, but you know, the Buddhists say that all life is suffering. You know, that from the moment that we come into this world, you know, the doctor smacks your ass to clear your throat so that you can gasp in your first cold breath of air. You know, and you know, it's suffering from the moment that you're expelled from the womb. And, you know, and it's in a constant degradation until we die. You know, each day is suffering after suffering after suffering. And I say that and you go, ouch, little miss, that's kind of depressing, dude. And maybe, but that's not how the Buddhists see it. The Buddhists see it as that is the motivation for doing our positive things, to alleviate as much as the suffering as we can, to do as much as possible to empower ourselves and fellow people around us. Because, you know, regardless of shape, size, orientation, color, background, you know, we're all alike, and we all have the same basic desires, you know, which as far as to enjoy our life while we're here. And this is something that we all share and is always common ground and can always be respected between another individual. conflict usually arises and how one goes about seeking our personal fulfillment. Which once again beckons me to fall back on the great tool of having an open mind and let's say alleviating somewhat of the culture shock. You know, if you can get over the fact that people are different, that we're not all cookie cutter creatures, as much as I will bitch about society and people being all the same and closed minded and whatnot, you know, they may be, but at the same time, man, we are all individuals, we're all different, you know, so, except for maybe the military people. I'm just kidding. That's a bad joke. I've been listening to some After Now recently, so I'll stop and take a moment to plug the After Now. It's done by Sean Kennedy. Yeah, go to the After Now and listen to it. It's good stuff. I highly recommend. My personal favorite episode is number 9 from season 1. It was Open Your Eyes. It's good stuff. If you like that kind of stuff. Anyway, drifting. So getting back to the main topic, which is hacking our mind, which, like I said, it's a constant effort. And I like to try to think of it as a game as much as possible. You know, every time that there's something that, you know, I get eked about, you know, might make me mad or angry, you know, whatnot. I try to challenge myself in that moment of anger to also find something that is just the opposite of that anger or sadness or whatever it is that I'm feeling. And, you know, I'm fucking 99.99999% of the time. Anytime I really look, I can find the opposite to whatever emotion I'm feeling, whether it be good or bad. And this is something that I stress, you know, everybody, please try, you know, give it half a day, give it a day, do it a week if you can do it a week. But try an active changing the way you think in a positive manner. And let me stress again, in positive manner. I don't mean, you know, oh, happy fun time, let's all pop Xanny logs and, you know, the world is happy sunshine because we got our happy sunshine glasses on and we're only looking at what we want to look at. No, what I mean is that we're looking at the whole picture. We're looking at the bad. We're looking at the good of the situation. We're looking at as many factors of the situation as we can pull out. Not just the one that necessarily affects us in the closest. You know, let's see more. You know, try to see all that you can of a given situation. The good, the bad, the whatever. You know, challenge your mind to do this. It takes a lot more active thinking. Do this for a little bit, and you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how much more you'll notice when you're not doing, how things are different. You'll begin to notice a definite change. And so please, if anybody out there listen to this, am I preaching to the choir? Is, you know, this is something we all know? Or is this, you know, am I in left field, right field, off the field, you know? Hell, if anybody out there is listening, you know, let me know what you think. Once again, to time travelers out there who never send email, you know, that's cool too. But, you know, I guess I'll continue to put out shows as long as troops will host this shit. Once again, I'm nervous talking about this. But at the same time, man, this is stuff I want to talk about. It I don't know. It's stuff I get into. It, in an odd way, I feel it goes very hand in hand with technology. And as I continue to go on and do the shows and talk about whatever I decide to rant about at 4 o'clock in the morning as I walk around the fucking junior rec park. Yes. So anyway, let's move on with the rant portion. I think I've said enough for this episode. I'd like to do another episode here sometime this week, so we'll touch back on basis or on with something else. But anyway, I'm gonna I don't know if we have any survived project music or not. Let me see. Ninja Assistants, do we have any project theme music?
Ain't nothing good unless you play with it. And all that is good is nasty. Let me get you there.
And welcome to the projects portion of the show. Okay, so other than walking around in the park at the middle of the night and sobbing over your laptop and other dead technology, what has Low Tech Mystic been up to this week? Well, I got my P5 power glove in the mail, which is it's pretty cool. I don't know. I'll put up some pictures of it here in a little while, and let you guys see what you think of it. If you guys are going to Freaknik, I will bring it along with me. So definitely play with it there and see what you guys think. It's definitely still a novelty item. I don't know if it's quite functional, quite there yet, but yeah, it's definitely fun. Very fun. So it's also frustrating as well, but for $20 I'm very glad that I've picked it up, and I can't wait to play around with it some more and see what I can't do with it, and what I don't know, what different aspects of computing that such a weird device could be potentially quite very useful for. So, we'll see. Also, this week, other than, you know, working my normal day job, on my free time has been pretty much a mad scramble to assemble any kind of computing powers back again. Pretty much had parted out and pieced out all my old desktop boxes since I'd had my laptop, because I pretty much fell in love with the little bastard, and I've been using it for all my main computing. All my other boxes I had kind of taken apart and pieced together a couple computers and to give to friends, stuff like that. I had sold some of my extra hard drives out of the server for, you know, a little money, trying to get shit together for Freaknik, doing the computer work, so, you know, things all working out. But at the same time, wow, the, looking in the supply closet here at the Hidden Dojo, stuff's starting to get a little low, so it was, it's kind of rough to scrape together, but, I've managed to scrape together, a 40 gigabyte hard drive that, my computer continues to tell me is failing, but has yet to fail, so we'll cross our fingers and continue to use it for as long as possible. But I've installed Ubuntu onto it, and it's a 2 gigahertz Celeron processor with 768 of RAM. And so far, I'm really liking Ubuntu. I know before I had mentioned that I had bought a SUSE 3 and a big book. I'm spacing out. Sorry, guys. But, you know, I bought a book and I was going to, you know, try that. Well, I tried to install a Fedora. I'm sorry. I can't see. Anyway, I was trying, had a book about Fedora Core 3. And I came with all the DVDs and the CDs and all that. Well, for some reason, particular box I wanted to install it on, it didn't quite want to install. And seeing as how it had a hard drive formatted for a Linux operating system, and didn't quite remember how to reformat it back to Windows, and really didn't want to. I knew I could look it up and find out how to do it, but I really didn't want to. I wanted to have some kind of Linux operating up and running. So, what I have elected to do was find another OS. And what I decided to do was use Ubuntu, because everybody said how simple it is. And I will admit that I have quickly fell in love with it. Although it does not support my motherboard's onboard graphics shit. The audio, I've got plenty of old audio cards laying around, so I'll plug in something and sure I can get the audio going in that. But I'm very much falling in love with this OS very quickly. It has Samba built into it, already configured and ready to go. The moment it was installed and up and going, the GUI is very sexy looking. It's using GNOME, I think. Forgive me if I'm wrong, I am such a noob to Linux, but you know, I've been running it for almost 24 hours now and really liking it and actually doing stuff with it, and that's cool. That's real cool as far as in my book. But yeah, I've been using Samba to view files over the Windows network we've got at home, my roommates. So I've been able to stream stuff over and all that cool stuff. Actually managed to install a Java runtime environment on my Ubuntu box so that I could try to get... Okay, I'm getting way too distracted. It's getting daylight and all kinds of... There's more movement back here in the industrial park. Forgive me. It's fantastic radio, you redneck bastard. But anyway, I was trying to get a Furthernet going. But I'd like to see, you know, hey, can I do my downloads on Linux? This would be awesome. So I was trying to do that. And so I haven't got further to go yet, but I got Java on there. Also got a couple other download clients to work, which I thought was pretty cool. Well, I got them installed. I didn't get them to work because I forgot the password to the router. So my roommate changed the password, and he told me what it was, but at the time I wasn't really paying attention, and since forth forgotten. So until I see him later on in the day, I can't go in and change the port settings and all that and actually see if it works. But I have it installed, and it looks like if the port settings were correct, it would work. So, continuing forward, I have managed to scrounge around enough shit to get a second box going. It's a 1 gigahertz Celeron box. I think it's got 256 of RAM in it. Both boxes are sharing a DVD read-only drive because it's the only still functioning optical drive I have. All my CD burners and all that whatnot have went out, and I've been pretty much just using my laptop DVD CD burner because it was the greatest thing under the sun as far as I was concerned. So. But regardless, I've been kind of swapping out the drive in between computers, you know, as needed. And it's been working pretty fine. But I've got Windows XP going on the other box so that I can continue to use all the Dreamweaver stuff. I've been doing the video editing on it as well, which is painful, as well as the audio editing. Really spoiled my laptop. I will say that there is an extreme difference and performance witches. Well, duh, that's stating the obvious. But just to state the difference, which I thought was rather impressive, I went to convert some audio files over to MP3s so I could throw onto my iPod before it blew up. And what normally took 3 minutes tops to convert on my laptop, which is a AMD Mobile 3700 Plus with 1 gigabyte of RAM, normally about 3 minutes to convert, took my mighty Celeron 256 RAM box, took it a little over 45 minutes to convert. So that was a wow, and once again made me thankful for getting to have a laptop, and made me very sad for having to send it back, and then thankful for the warranty, and then it's just been a general roller coaster this week. But in general, I'd also like to state that the laptop is quite well the nicest thing I have ever owned and called mine in my possession. So that includes cars, vehicles, yeah, just about anything. So yeah, forgive me, I don't mean to brag about my laptop, but I sure do love it. anyway, that's about it for the project portion of the show. And this redneck bumbling idiot. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And there's no feedback going on here in the... strike that. Ninja Systems are signaling with signal rockets, because we use rockets here, because that's how we roll. You know, we could use flares, but rockets just kind of draw more attention as they come bolting at you. But they're signaling with the signaling rockets that we actually do have some feedback. So, Ninja Assistance, if you'll be so kind to cue up that feedback music, if we can find it out of the wreckage. And we'll move on to the feedback portion of the show.
Don't happen if you don't want. You can turn away. It's just a little something. It's something for me. Any moment at all. Hell, I give it to you for free. You don't have to stress too much about the time that you should be having. With the children like a belly.
All right, feedback to Ninja Night School Radio. If you'd like to send any feedback this way to the Hidden Dojo on what you think about this redneck rumbling bastard, if you've been able to listen to it so far, you can send any comments to nnsradio@walla.com, and we appreciate any comments you had to say, good or bad, whatever. So I'd like to know where I stand, even if anybody's listening. But feedback this week, shouts to my man Toja, who continues to send back mail for whatever. He's incredibly kind. So, what's up, Toja? Appreciate the feedback. But Toja sends us feedback, and I don't have it out here in front of me at the park where I'm recording. I'm recording out here because my roommates are asleep, and I can't necessarily do the recording because they're asleep and I don't want to wake them up for essentially talking to myself, which is basically what I'm doing out here. So anyway, we're drifting and it's getting late, and Low Mist needs some sleep. Yes, he does, like a motherfucker. But anyway, Toja says that he has downloaded the FurtherNet client, has been checking it out, and he has found some music that he likes. He says he's a fan of Galactic. Galactic's a cool band. And I'm glad he found something that he liked. Anybody else, you guys listening to episode 3, check out the Furthernet client and see if there's any bands on there that that might tickle your pickle, toot your horn, float your boat, however it goes. But as far as I go, I'm done, man. So at least with this episode, and please continue to tune in again. Shouts to Troops for hosting my Redneck Bumbling show. Thanks a million. Shouts to Toja. Keep sending that email, buddy. Shouts to anybody who's going to Freaknik. Hope to see you there. I don't want to promise, but I think I'll have some t-shirts. if anybody wants a t-shirt, anybody will wear a t-shirt about this show. But I think I'm going to put together a couple t-shirts just because anybody else who puts together a show seems to have a t-shirt. So, yeah, I'm going to make some t-shirts. Way to break the mold. But, yeah, anyway, and yeah. So, send some feedback. Listen to the next show. I hope to see you at Freaknik if you're in the area. And until next time, be seeing you.
Well, Portland, Maine is just the same as sunny Tennessee. same as sunny Tennessee. Any old